The show will focus upon the Justice Department decision in the Alton Sterling case. This is front page news from Baton Rouge to New York, New York Times, and today in the Los Angeles Times. The lead story is that the Department of Justice will not bring federal civil rights charges against two police officers involved in the death of Alton Sterling. We start with Representative Ted James, who is joining us from the Capitol, where he is in the midst of the legislative session. And Representative James, your take on what happened yesterday.
Good morning, Jim, and to all of your listeners. You know, of course, I was disappointed that the family didn't get an opportunity to hear the news and the decision in a private meeting as has been communicated to them. This is just, you know, another instance where the transparency and has been lacking, and it's, you know, we've asked the community, trust the process, and continually the process just doesn't add that reciprocal level of trust that they promised to, you know, the family, to elected officials, and ultimately to our community.
Well, people are upset, and of course tensions are high, but thus far there has not been any outpouring of violence. It's been peaceful, but it is apparent. I went by the Triple S Food Mart last night close to 11 o'clock, and the parking lot was full. People are on edge. What are you saying to them?
You know, I don't know if people are on edge. People are, of course, disappointed, not only in the way that the decision was communicated, but in the decision itself. One thing that I've tried to do is communicate all of the positive changes that have happened since July. Mayor Broome, immediately after taking office, she, along with BRPD, included a lot of new policies in regards to, you know, how officers respond. You saw what happened in Dallas, police officers shot into a car. That policy is no longer, that is clearly defined as BRPD policy, as our officers are not to do that. The Metro Council has allocated about $2 million to body cameras, and in the legislature, we have many bills that are moving. So a large part of protest should lead to some type of policy change and our results. And by and large, a lot of the concerns that were brought out in July have been addressed through policy. So that's one thing that I'm telling the community. And the second thing, and I think is, you know, critically important, the family early on asked that, you know, to honor Alton, remain peaceful. And if all of this, the demonstration, the anger is about Alton, then we have to honor the request from his family, and that's to remain peaceful.
The Attorney General, Jeff Landry, the state Attorney General, has the option of pursuing a case. Are you encouraging that?
You know, I hope that he does. I know that there are some reports out there, but some blogs that are, you know, mentioning some comments that we made very early on. And, you know, since July, I haven't met with the Attorney General, but I have met with people in his office. And we will be sending a letter asking for, you know, of course, the same thing. We ask for a very thorough investigation. From what I'm told, all of the documentation that the feds have will be transmitted to Attorney General Landry. And that's important, because what we don't need in the community is another 6-7 months of this thing dragging out. He's going to get all of that information, and he has to look through it. I know that there are a lot of pieces of evidence that the community has not seen yet, evidence that I believe will change a lot of the rhetoric that I read and that I hear. And the Attorney General, we want him to give full attention to that. Now, I know his office is engaged in a lot of other things, but this is an issue that we would hope that he gives his full attention and dedicate the necessary resources to this investigation.
There have been some tapes that have been revealed, and we have seen them, but there are others that have not. At some point, do you think the public will have access to all the video that was taken that night?
Well, that's going to be my responsibility, to make sure that not only the community, but there are some things that I haven't seen that I would like to see. And I think that whenever this investigation is completed, we will all have to, you know, the community deserves to see it. If charges are brought, of course, we probably won't see it until there's a trial, if there's a trial. But, you know, I knew very early on the challenge in a civil rights investigation just on the law. Now, politically, I have my own concerns about this attorney general. I'm talking about Sessions and what the decision would have ultimately been, because it seems that no matter what this administration is, the police are never wrong. And that's just a hard stance to take. And I've said it from day one, the incident with Mr. Sterling is not an indictment on the entire BRPD, and it's certainly not an indictment on law enforcement. But when certain law enforcement officers take advantage of their position, it stains not only the community, but it stains those good officers. So this is in an effort to, number one, bring justice to that family and to restore honor to those other officers that are good officers. And I've heard it countless times in the last 10 months in my many conversations with officers that no one hates a bad officer more than a good officer. And if that's true, we need to fully look at this thing and decide whether or not a state law was violated. And then there needs to look at police policy. If he broke some type of protocol or policy in the way the incident with Mr. Sterling was handled.
Now, the Obama Justice Department had 6 months to weigh in on this and did not. And now the Trump Justice Department has. And of course, there is a political element to this. Both our mayor and our governor are Democrats, and apparently they were not alerted to what was going on yesterday. That may be addressed today at 11 o'clock at the federal courthouse. But was it a slight not only to the Sterling family, in your judgment, but also to the officials in Louisiana?
It was a slight. And, you know, no matter what side you fall on, no matter what you believe based on or what interpretations you draw from the two videos, at the end of the day, we have a huge issue with trust in government, and that has no label. It's Democrat, Republican. The community has this lack of trust for government, and when these things happen, it feeds into that lack of trust. A simple call, a simple email would have been sufficient because our governor and now our mayor, who's been on, you know, I've had several meetings with her, and I don't think it's going to be a situation like last year when the mayor was largely not a part of what was going on. They deserve, just as well as the family, an opportunity to know so they can prepare. The mayor is in charge of BRPD, so BRPD should have had some notice as well. And if state police has to be involved, then the governor should have received that respect of, you know, a courtesy phone call to his office.
We have a minute before we'll let you go, Representative James, but I know yesterday at the Capitol you got riled up in a committee hearing. What happened?
Well, you know, I hear my Republican colleagues, largely the chair of the Republican caucus, Representative Harris, talk about the need for a standstill budget and not getting state raises. So on yesterday he had a bill to run to do an end around and give state raises to parole officers by enacting a fee. I thought it was largely disingenuous to tell those officers how much we support them and we want them to get a pay raise, but not do it in the budget. 24 hours prior, they talked about no pay raises and having a standstill budget. And then yesterday, there was an attempt to run an end around and create opportunities for one agency to get pay raises. And I just, you know, I couldn't sit quietly while we did that to those public servants.
Thank you, Ted James. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Jim.